This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. Democrat John Bel Edwards officially began his second term as Louisiana governor Monday. A drizzling rain fell over the crowd for much of the morning. Still, hundreds filled the Capitol lawn to witness the ceremony. There was the traditional 19-gun salute, and the Glee Club from West Point, Edwards' alma mater, performed the national anthem. In his inaugural address, Edwards recapped his first term. He praised Democrats and Republicans for coming together to solve a budget crisis, to better fund education and infrastructure projects, and to enact landmark criminal justice reforms.
Even though we've come a long way, we certainly have a lot more work ahead of us because there are still too many people living in poverty without adequate access to the opportunities needed to succeed.
He also outlined his top priorities for his second term, namely workforce development, raising the state minimum wage, and sending more money to early childhood education. The Democratic governor knows the success or failure of his agenda largely depends on Republican lawmakers. The GOP has commanding majorities in the House and Senate. Edwards extended an olive branch and issued a challenge.
The future is ours to seize, but we have to commit here and now to be great, to work together, to continue to reject the partisan rancor and dysfunction that plagues Washington, D.C.
Members of the House of Representatives made their own statement on bipartisanship with their choice for Speaker, Gonzales Republican Clay Schecksnyder. For weeks, conservative leaders in the state had urged House Republicans to unite behind Representative Sherman Mack. He was the preferred candidate of Senator John Kennedy and Attorney General Jeff Landry. The move would have blocked Democrats from the process, and that didn't sit well with many more moderate Republicans. When lawmakers pushed back, Landry and Kennedy's super PAC targeted the dissidents with attack ads. Stuart Bishop of Lafayette was one of those lawmakers.
There should be no outside influence in the decisions made to manage this body. Only the 105 members in this room should decide what happens inside these brass rails.
In the end, 23 Republicans broke ranks, and
by a vote of 60 for Schecksnyder and 45 for Mack, Representative Schecksnyder is elected Speaker.
Schecksnyder echoed some of Bishop's calls for legislative independence, but struck a softer tone.
I know we don't always agree about policy. We don't always agree about politics, but we will all agree that Louisiana has the best days ahead of it.
With Schecksnyder as Speaker, Democrats can expect more committee chairmanships. Edwards and his allies may have an easier time getting their bills through House committees that derailed their legislative priorities in the past. The race for Senate president was far less eventful. After facing criticism for conducting leadership races by secret ballot, the Senate suspended their rules and invited the public to tune in. It was mostly a symbolic gesture. Paige Cortez of Lafayette ran unopposed. Inauguration Day also marked some historic firsts. Senator Cameron Henry and Representative Charles Henry, both Republicans from Jefferson Parish, are the first brothers to serve in the legislature at the same time. House Clerk Michelle Fontenot and Senate Secretary Yolanda Dixon are the first women to hold the top administrative role in either chamber. Dixon is also the first African American to serve in either position. And after 100 years, the Long family dynasty is officially over. Republican Gerald Long, Huey's third cousin, was forced out by term limits. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.